On Thursday, December 23rd, 1886, Vidal, Lallet, Besnier, Fournier, Alopo, Canco, dermatologists, Payan and Ledentu, surgeons, Borac, obstetrician, Lutz, pharmacist, Foulard, senior registrar, in Fournier's department, founded a library which they named Bibliothèque Médicale de l'Hôpital Saint-Louis. The dermatologist had claimed the library as a natural complement of the wax museum. Thanks to the moulages, the students could complete the practical apprenticeship they acquired during the consultation. In the library, they could find books and journals indispensable for the enrichment of the theoretical knowledge. The consultation, the wax museum, and the library could be considered as an ideal center for the teaching and learning of dermatology. Foulard was officially appointed as the officer of the library in 1890, whose opening took place November 1887. After his death in 1897, the medical library was named after him and is now known as the Bibliothèque Henri Foulard. Wickham succeeded Foulard until 1913, when Brodier became the librarian, serving until 1939. Pignon and Solant succeeded him. In 1986, on Daniel Wallach's initiative, the Assistance Publique and the French Society of Dermatology founded an association according to the 1901 French law. Monsieur Wallach was the first general secretary of this new association in charge of the library. Mrs. Vignon Penemen succeeded him in 1995. In 1999, Gérard Tillis was elected as general secretary of the Bibliothèque Henri Foulard. For the last few years, the French Society of Dermatology has been withdrawing its sponsorship, endangering the future of the library. Today, the library contains more than 15,000 books and 600 different journals of dermatology and medicine. A database on therapeutics and dermatology, enriched by the administrators of the library and sponsored by the Pierre Fabre Group, is accessible on the internet.